I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. On town meeting day, voters in Vergennes will cast ballots on a plan to reroute some truck traffic around the little city. As VPR's Melody Baudette reports, the vote is an advisory for the city council to decide if they will pursue a bypass plan with the state.
Route 22A is a designated truck route that runs through the historic city center of Vergennes. The constant rumble of 18-wheelers have led many residents and business owners to look for ways to reduce the truck traffic.
Main Street gets about 800 trucks a day going in both directions. And most of those trucks are from, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's almost a truck a minute.
That's Vergennes Mayor Bill Benton. He says constructing a truck bypass would require 2 miles of new roads and a new bridge over Otter Creek and is not financially feasible. But the problems with truck traffic are too much to ignore. Vibration, noise, sound. The angle parking spaces on Main Street mean cars have to back out in front of trucks. When headed north on 22A, trucks have to navigate a 10% grade. That hill includes a four-way intersection that can't have a traffic light. In winter, trucks often get stuck going up the hill and have to back down to a bridge over Otter Creek. The city is working with consultants to help connect Main Street to the river basin, and after a walking tour this fall, an innovative idea was presented. If the city could change the truck route so that northbound trucks use nearby Route 17 through Addison, Waltham, and New Haven to get to Route 7, southbound trucks could still come through the city, but the numbers would be halved.
So Main Street Vergennes, it has 10 times the amount of truck traffic that Route 17 does. And to me, that just supports our contention that we're more than happy to have our fair share of trucks, but to have 10 times, what another nearby route has just doesn't seem like it's that fair. We're willing to just reduce it by 50% or 40% because some trucks would still be able to come to Vergennes for deliveries and so on and so forth.
Benton says he has 22 letters of support from residents and business owners in the city, but as the idea has gone public, some people who live on Route 17 have spoken out against it, saying the road isn't built for trucks. V-Trans says they'll look into the project if there is regional support for it. The issue will come before the Addison County Regional Planning Commission's Transportation Committee in March. The commission's executive director, Adam Lugi, says the town representatives and the city will discuss whether other communities will share the burden of truck traffic. But he says making the change is not as easy as just putting up signs.
Vergennes has some problems for truck traffic, like the hill coming up for Otter Creek and the bridge going over Otter Creek. Route 17 isn't as big a road as Route 22A. It's got a lot of curves and other angles, so it doesn't accommodate large truck traffic as easily.
Benton says he'll wait for the outcome of both votes, but says truck traffic has been an issue in the city for so long, rerouting one direction of the truck route is worth a try. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.